Hi Gary, today's the 12th of December, and just 12 more days and you will have been gone 5 months. It hardly seems possible in a way, and in another way it seems like it's been a lot longer, but the time has really gone a lot faster than I thought it would. Of course, it always does when you can look back on it, and it's looking to the future that seems like a long time, but I don't know, when you break it up a little bit it doesn't seem quite as far off as it really is. And so in just maybe even less than 2 months, Hawaii. So I really am looking forward to that, and I know you are too. I just keep though in the back of my mind that it could always be canceled, so I just hope that that's not what happens, but I don't have too much faith in the Marines. No, I don't guess that they would do that though, would they? I do hope you get that trip to Singapore that you mentioned in your letter. I know you need to get away. I know the rest would do you so much good. But I can tell, too, that you're coping quite well with the situation there, that you're making the best of it, and that for that I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that you're able to do that, because I know it would be so much harder on you and on all of us too if you didn't feel that way and feel like that you could do whatever was asked of you. Well, I'll go ahead and answer this. I've answered these letters and everything, but it seems like that, I don't know, there's so much that I can't put in a letter that you can just so much easier to say. So I'll just go run through these letters right quick. Have the letter of the 1st and the 2nd and the 5th and the 6th or the 1st and the 3rd and the 5th and the 6th of December. The one that you wrote on the 1st, you said that you'd had about 75 flight hours and about that many missions last month. And I love the picture of your getting the air medal, and I did ask you in the letter about what you'd done to get it. And you'd mentioned earlier that you had gotten one, and I just wondered, was this that one or how many now? See, maybe you'll just be the hero of the Vietnam War. Wouldn't that be great? No. The watch calendars we are putting away, I've been thinking about doing something with them, but I'm just not sure exactly what yet. I have an idea, though. It may sound corny, but I don't know. You've seen these pictures of keys mounted on a burlap or on velvet or something and put in a frame. We could do it in a real small one and put those there. And I don't know, I just think it'd be something nice to keep, because they do mean a lot, that's for sure, especially when they start coming. I haven't received that book that you said that you'd send about Hawaii. I did send you a small brochure earlier. I don't know if you ever got it or not. I don't believe you ever mentioned getting it. I had to cut part of it off to get it the letter, so it may not have been much good after you got it, but I do have a friend over there. It's not the one, the girl that was Miss Texas, Susan Logan, is still there, I think, with her husband. But this girl that's over there is a girl I went to high school with, and she's a real nice girl. She graduated from Baylor. And she's over there. She's been working over there 2 years. And so she'll be home Christmas, and I thought I'd talk to her then. But if she lives anywhere near close, Gary, it would save us so much money if I could stay there. But I'm going to let you decide everything. I'll just tell you the possibilities, but I want you to make the decisions, because I want it to be the way you want it to be. But it is awfully expensive. We heard it was $12 a day, and some of the smallest ones, you probably know more about that though than I do, and I haven't even gotten that booklet yet. So this is just some ideas, and I'm sure that Dionne wouldn't mind at all if I stayed with her. In fact, she had said something to her mother about it. And I'll talk to her Christmas, and then I'll let you know what she has to say and her suggestions and everything. But anyway, I can get some idea of the weather and everything from her. Anyway, I haven't been able to round up any power for today's. You know, you used to see them just everywhere, and I just haven't been able to find any. I think Mother's thrown all hers away, but I will get several to you just as soon as I can. I thought I have to go to Elabeth Bailey. She ordered some Tupperware from me, and so when I take it to her, I thought maybe I'd ask her, because she really might know where there are some. If she doesn't have any to give away, well, she might know somebody that does. I guess you got my letter about the Tupperware party. It sure ended up good. I didn't dream that it would ever be up to that amount. And see, any time you sell anything over $100, well, I mean, if your party goes over $100 in sales, well, you have a chance for this hostess gift. And the hostess gift for this month was a beautiful set of stainless. But I had told you, you know, that I had found that stainless that I really thought I wanted. So instead of taking the stainless, well, I got $20 worth of Tupperware. And I know that we'll be able to use it. And it's not going to be very useful to me now, but I know that we will get some use out of it. And besides that, it sure will be nice to start housekeeping and have a few things you don't need. They are real practical things, and I know that we will use them. And besides that, we can always use them for gifts anyway if something like that happens. But it's going to be in, and she's supposed to deliver it tonight, but it's awfully late, so she's going to take it to Karen Yarbrough's house. I'm going to pick it up in the morning before I go to school. Karen had a Tupperware party tonight. And she did real well, I think. She got just about as much as I did. So it's become kind of we've started a thing. This other girl's going to have one Monday night. They're real fun to go to, and I didn't spend but about $2 tonight, and I decided that if I maybe spend about $1.50 each month on it, we could really have some nice things to start out with, because they're not expensive, and it's just well, I guess you can't do too much with plastic containers, but a little bit anyway. I feel kind of funny. I don't feel funny, but I hadn't realized that it had been so long since I'd made a tape for you. It's been so easy to, when I get one in the mail, just to sit down and answer it right then. And so you said that you hadn't had time, and so I guess the last one I sent you was that one I made on the way home that day. Yeah, and it was kind of, you said in your letter, it did sound kind of funny, but it wouldn't have been so funny if I'd run into somebody. Well, I know, but anyway, it wasn't too bad, and it shortened my trip a lot, too. But I just had wondered about how the mail was working over there. You seem to have gotten all the packages that I've sent, well, not all of them, but you seem to have gotten them pretty fast. I thought it would take a long time, but evidently they're doing pretty well. I didn't understand what you said about, you said your sergeant major got about 30 packages today from a Women's Foreign Wars organization. Is that one for each of you? I guess they put little different things in there. I'd like to have an idea of some of the things that they did put in. I would be real anxious to see that picture of you in your camouflage utilities. How come you have to wear those anyway? You don't have to be on the ground, do you? Well, are you learning how to play bridge pretty good? This letter, you said that you had about gotten a bridge game started. That's one thing that you'll have to teach me, Gary, because I don't know anything about it at all. And right now, I really don't have the time to learn. I just haven't had time to sit down long enough to learn how to do anything, I don't guess. School is doing just fine, and the kids are getting real excited. We made our Christmas tree today, and it's 20 different colors. I bought a package of tissue paper and it had 20 different colors in it. And so we just folded them, but we kind of poofed them up into balls and stuck them together. And we have a Christmas tree that is quite unconventional. It's real different looking, but the kids really did like it. And I think it'll be something that they'll enjoy a whole lot more than just going out and buying a green tree. So many, they all have those at home. So I don't know, maybe I'm pretty old-fashioned myself and like a green tree with just junk on it, but this one was something fun to do, and it wasn't very much trouble and certainly wasn't very expensive. So I'm glad to get that out of the way and get it done anyway. Well, now I'm on the letter of the 3rd of December. You said that this was the letter where you told me that you let some of the tape stack up and that it was easier for you to write the letters than fix up tapes, and I guess it's a little bit easier, too, for me to write letters. It's a little bit easier to find the time, that's for sure. I'm so glad you got your Hawaiian punch. I'm going to send them a copy of the front page of the paper that day, and maybe if you ask them if you can buy some more, maybe they'll just keep sending it to you. No, but I haven't seen that kind in those cans, and they told me that's what they were going to send, but we just can't get that around here, so I do hope that if they do sell it to you, maybe they'll give you a real nice discount on it or something. But that would be a nice way to send it. Did that can Ms. Mormon send? Did she send frozen too, or was hers the kind that you got from the Hawaiian Punch people? Sherry told me, or your mother told me that she'd sent it, I guess, or somebody, or maybe you told me that she'd sent it, but I didn't know if it was the same kind or not, or if she let it thaw out. I had let mine thaw out for several days and then packed it, so I don't know. I guess I should have wrapped it up in some cellophane, but didn't. But I'm not going to try that again, just in case. That dream book, I had glanced over it some before I put it in your box, but didn't have time to read it. I'm tempted to go buy me one now to see what the interpretation could have been to your dream. I'm afraid that my dreams, some of my dreams aren't even nice, so maybe I shouldn't even try to interpret those. No, I really would be. It'd be really be interesting, except I'm afraid that I'll find out that there's something wrong with me that I didn't know before. I'm glad you like the Christmas stocking. It's not very professional looking, because I think that's just about the first embroidery stuff I've ever done. But anyway, it'll be something and it'll mean something to us. I meant to put the day and the year on the back of it. So if you want to send it back after Christmas, I'll go ahead and do that before next Christmas and get it done before you come home. I just didn't get around to doing it, and then I mailed it before I thought about it. And I also need to sew your name down on it so it won't keep coming up, because I just glued some of those down and they need to be sewn to the stocking so that it'll be able to take a lot more treatment than it has. I still haven't heard about the picture, that crazy picture that we made. Now, you might not be missing it on purpose because it was so dumb, but I really thought it was so good to Clyde and your dad, and I was just hoping that you'd really enjoy it. Show the guys anyway what your family looked like. And okay, I'll stop calling you crazy if you'll keep writing me, as long as you're in your right mind. And you did get my letter where I stopped calling you Paul Newman, didn't you? I decided that was just going to your head, so maybe that Jackie Gleason would bring you back down to earth again. Well, now, this is the letter of the 5th of December. I had told you in a letter that your mother told me that they would be missing the Mead River operation on today's show, but I haven't been able to get it lately. I really hate to turn the TV on that early in the morning. Miss Gilbert sometimes isn't up, and it's just not real convenient to do that. But I really would like to know a lot more about it. The paper's been full of a lot of it, and I've cut out some of it, but it looks to me like that if everything was as organized as that, and if we really did it, but go about everything like that, that maybe that it wouldn't be long before they would realize and quit beating around the bush at that silly conference table. Nothing upset me any more than their couldn't decide over the shape of table to sit at, and I could have told them. I didn't even know much about government, and I could have told them that they had to have a round table. Oh, well, maybe that if we really get down to business over there, well, maybe they'll see that we really do mean it, and that we're not ready just to play. Maybe they can settle something, and that ceasefire Christmas could grow into a permanent thing. Red for the Viet Cong have declared about a 3-day ceasefire, haven't they? Do they really do it, or is it just kind of a political propaganda? I mean, do they really ceasefire for those 3 days? Do they rest, or are they on the move building back their bunkers and stuff like they always do whenever we leave them alone? Now, see, here I talk like an experienced soldier. I know nothing about it, so I'm sorry. Sometimes I like to think about it and everything, but then the rest of the time I just think, no, if I just don't think about it, maybe time will go by faster. And it does, too. It really does. And I've been so busy too busy, I guess, because I just get so tired that When I come in at night, I'm just dead. As you can tell, your letters sometimes that I write after I get home, the writing's almost illegible because I'm so sleepy that I just can't even stay awake. And I know that that's not good. However, staying busy does help. And I'm not doing it on purpose, though. It's really come about quite by accident. But I didn't stop all day today. Irene Klinkscales had an emergency appendectomy. Oh, I guess it must have been Sunday night. And they said if I hadn't gotten her to the hospital in time, that it would have ruptured. But she's fine now. She's coming home tomorrow. So a bunch of us are going to try to get some food together and see if we can't, look in on her and everything. I really don't know Irene very well, and I think this would be a real good opportunity for me to get to be closer to her. Her little brother is here, but he, like he told Judy Dolly, said that he wasn't too good fixing soup because he could even burn that. So maybe we can help her that way, and she won't be able to be on her feet for a week or two maybe. So maybe I can get to know her real well. I really would like to. Marshall's, I'm not sure. I think that I heard that he was shot down, not shot down, but something had happened to him, but he wasn't hurt at all. But he did have an accident, but I think everything is just fine now. I don't know when he's coming home, but I don't believe he has near as long over there as you do. So her time's going fast, too. She's teaching school in Clyde, and that keeps her busy. And with this, I imagine that she sure wasn't planning on this, but she's had real good care, and she probably needed the rest anyway. You should have gotten that Up With People tape by now, and I hope you were able to play it. I don't guess you were able to play it on the big one. I had it recorded in stereo first and then got afraid that you couldn't play it because I thought you said that you didn't have any amplifiers. So we can always have it down on the stereo.